Marcus Loses Patches, written by Clifton Holland, illustrated by Joel Snyder. Hi, I'm Marcus, and I love to play video games so much that my mom thinks I'm hooked on them. She might be right. I do spend an awful lot of time playing them. Marcus, will you feed Patches, please? That's my mom, and Patches is my dog. I'm right in the middle of this awesome game where I have to find my way through the Egyptian pyramid. I'll get past the Sphinx and then I'll feed Patches. Just a minute, Mom. I'm all right, but don't forget, I need to get the casserole out of the oven for lunch, Mom says. This game is really difficult. I'll try getting the amulet from the phoenix one more time. Then I'll feed my favorite canine. Go. I'm in big trouble. I got so into my game I forgot about my dog. I bet Patches is starving by now. I know I am. Mom, I forgot to feed her now. I gotta go back to the backyard to bring Patches in, but I can't find her. She's not lying under her favorite shade tree. She's not watching her neighbors walk through the gate. Wait, the gate's open. Oh no, Patches is gone. Lost. I must have left the gate unlatched when I took out her this morning. I'm in even bigger trouble now. Mom, Patches isn't in the yard. I think I might have left the gate open this morning. I think she's escaped. She's not there, Marcus? This is bad news, Mom says. Very bad news. I know she's right, but I'm torn between being psyched and about beating the Phoenix and sad about Patches being gone. I hear Mom making telephone calls to locate Patches. From what I can hear, it sounds like no one has seen her. I'm worried. I know what I'll do to make signs so people can contact us if they see Patches. Then I'll go look for her. Mom helps me make signs. Even though she's still disappointed in me for being so irresponsible. When we finished the sign, we walked around the neighborhood to hang them up. We gotta go to the park to see if Patches is there. My friend Thomas is playing soccer in the park, so I asked Thomas if he's seen Patches. He says he hasn't. My stomach growls loudly as we leave to look somewhere else. I haven't eaten any lunch. Mom asks if I'm okay. I'll tell her I want to keep looking for Patches. I'm really worried now. We visit the house after house, asking neighbors if they have seen Patches. Nobody has. We're almost to my grandpa's house, a few blocks from our place. I'm really hungry. Maybe he'll have a snack. I could use a hug, too. It doesn't seem like we'll ever find Patches. The end.